Under the Blank Geek Zone, this is Austin Pinto, and today we are going to do something which is very interesting and very time-saving in the future. Now, this is a series of two podcasts. First one is, I'm going to show you how to slipstream updates into your MS Office 27 to MS Office 2013. You can slipstream updates with all versions. By that I mean you can use this procedure to slipstream the respected updates into the respected versions of Office. So do not try putting the 2013 update into 2007. What you need for this is you need an ISO of your 2007 to 2013 Office. You can choose whichever you want. This will work on all the three versions, that's 2010, 2007 and 2013, and also will work on all the sub versions. So you need an ISO or a RAR file, or you know, if you have the Office on an installation DVD, just copy the DVD into one of the folders in hard drive. I think that's the best way to do this, because you know, ISO, then you need also Ultra ISO to mount the ISO, slipstream the updates and then unmount it. So the best way is just copy the DVD or extract the ISO or extract the RAR file into a folder on your hard drive. Now if you open the DVD or the ISO or the RAR file, you will see a folder called updates. Now in that folder there is nothing most of the times. Sometimes maybe when a service pack 1 comes out, Microsoft may just modify DVD and put the service pack 1 in the updates, but mostly there is nothing. There is just one readme file and that's okay. So what you need to do is you need to download all the updates for the respected version of Office, and you can get the download details when you check for updates using the Windows update. You can copy details for each update by right clicking on that, so then you can just search it with Google and download the update. Once you have downloaded the updates, what you need to do is, for the best and easy slipstreaming, you need to copy all the updates in local disk C, the root of your local disk C. You also need to make a folder in your local disk C, because the updates are going to be extracted to that folder. Now what you need to do is, once you have copied the updates in local disk C and made your folder, you need to open Notepad and you need to type the following command. Now you need to create a bat file .bat extension, which is very simple to do. I'm going to show you how to do it. So in a Notepad you need to type the following command. The first part of the command will be the address where your updates are copied. So in my case it's C:\
A-C-C-E-S-S.
The access is the name of the update, access lock.
O-C-2-0-1-3-K-P-2-7-6-0-3-5-0-F-U-L-L-F-I-L-E-X-8-6-G-L-P.E-X-E.
Okay, so this is the first part of your command. The address where the update is located and the name of your update file. Now, for ease of doing this, you need to keep the cursor on your update file and press F2 to rename the file and select the name of the file and paste it in the Notepad. Otherwise, it's going to be very hard for you to remember the name and type it properly without spelling mistakes in the notepad. If you do spelling mistakes, it will obviously not be able to find the file. So you need to be careful there. Now the second part of the command is the address where you want the files to be extracted. So in my case it is slash extract is the function. So you are telling the command prompt to extract the exe file to a folder. So
curler c curler backslash s p 1 black.
Okay, so that's the command. One command like this. If you want to slipstream, let's say 40-50 updates, you need to just press enter and just type the commands repeated with the name of the updates changed. So you can slipstream as many updates as you want. In my case, I have already slipstreamed all the updates in MS Office 2013, but I'm going to show you how to do this. I'm going to show you that. So once your command is ready, you have entered all the names of the updates that you want to slipstream with the commands, you need to save the notepad. And if you cannot enter the command, I'm going to also give you the command in the podcast description. The command will be like this in the description: c colon backslash update name, where you need to change the update name to the actual name of the update, space slash extract colon c colon extract slash c colon backslash folder name, where you need to change the name of the folder where you want the update to be extracted. Okay, then now you need to save the txt file into a .bat extension. I'm going to keep the handheld recorder down, so you may hear some echo. Please apologize me for that. Now, how do you save is, you press the save command.
Save as dialog file name.
Give a name called update.bat. You can give any name, but I would like to give this name.
UDATE.BAT.
So update.bat. Now, the next step is
save as type combo box text documents.txt.
So we don't want text documents, we want all documents. So
expanded all files.
All files. Next, you need to
collapse encoding save button on cancel address e toolbar desktop delete button.
I'm saving to my e drive. You can save anywhere you want.
Cancel save button update.bat notepad edit multi line c.
Okay, so our update.bat is saved. Now what you need to do is you need to run the bat file.
Compute A items. Items. New items. New list. Untitled. New update.bat 39 of 42.
Okay, we have our bat file here. Now, please be very cautious if you are on Windows 8. You need to run the bat file as an administrator, because you are extracting the updates to C drive and Windows 8 does not give permission to copy or extract anything to C drive without administrator privileges. So whether you have the privileges or you don't have the privileges, you need to run the bat file as an administrator. So I'm going to do that.
Context open O, edit E, print B, run as administrator A. Austin E, Win C, Win update for Microsoft Access 2013 KB 2,760,350 32-bit edition dialog. You must accept the Microsoft software license terms in order to continue the installation. Click here to accept the Microsoft software license terms. Checkbox not checked. Alt A.
Now, what just happened was, as I clicked on the bat file, run as administrator, a command prompt window just popped up. It opened up the setup file for the respective update. Now, please, you do not think that the update is installing to Office. It is updating Office components and all. It is just going to extract the file to SP1 folder on my C drive, and I'm going to show you this in a minute after it finishes extracting. Now, what you need to do is first thing accept the license.
Edit multi-lock, click here to have space checked.
And
continue. Update for Microsoft Access 2013 KB 2,760,350 32-bit edition dialog. The installation is complete. OK button.
Now it says that the installation has completed, but it did not install. It extracted the update files from the exe file. It extracted the packages that you need to slipstream. So press OK and just exit this window. Okay. Now I'm going into my C drive, and I'm opening SP1. Okay. Now, once you extract the update, whether it's one update, 10 updates, or how many ever updates, once you extract them, you get files like you get MSP files. Now, see the amount of files. I just extracted one update and it gave me 29 files. Now, these are MSP files. So, what you need to do is, you need to select all these files, all, press Ctrl A and select whatever is there in this folder and copy it to the clipboard. My NVDA didn't say it's selected, I don't know why, but I copied it to the folder. Now, you need to mount your ISO using Ultra ISO or Windows 8. Now, sorry, not Windows 8 mounting, the Ultra ISO mounting. I have ISO, so I'll have to use the Ultra ISO. But for now, as I'm not doing the doing anything with the ISO, I'm just going to show you where you have to paste the files. I'm just going to mount it using the Windows 8 Explorer. So this is the ISO. It's in .ISO, but it has a long name, so I didn't.
Namespace tree control tree view DVD.
It's mounting here, and it has mounted. I don't know why does my Windows do this. It names every DVD as Linux Live Key. I don't know what is this, but this is the ISO. This is the Microsoft Office 2013 Pro Plus ISO. And you'll see files like
admin access.ns 1 of 24, admin 2 of 20, catalog 3 of 20, cf.n, excel.ns 5, proof.ns, infopath.ns, link.ns, office.ns 9, office 64.n, onenote.ns, other.ns, osmux.ns, outlook.ns, powerpoint.proofing.proplus.w, publisher.updates 19 of 24.
Updates, yes. So I was talking to you about this folder. What you need to do is, you just need to go in this folder. Now, this folder already will have files because I have already slipstreamed all the updates into the updates folder. So you just go in here, and your folder would be empty. It will just have one readme file, but mine has files because I have put the updates there. You just need to copy paste your updates into this folder. Not the updates, your MSP files, whatever you get in the folder in which the update has extracted, you just need to go there and paste those files, and that's it. Your updates have slipstreamed. Now, what are the benefits of slipstreaming updates? Well, there are a lot of benefits. The first one is, the next time that you format your computer, or the next time that you want to install MS Office 2013 or 2010 or 2007, in whichever you have slipstream the updates will be automatically installed. So you do not need to even download one update for Microsoft Office. But yes, it is time consuming. You need to download new updates every month, every second Tuesday of the month, which is called Patch Tuesday. You need to download new updates that Microsoft releases for Office products. And once you download, you need to slipstream, and then you can install the update of Microsoft Office with your application. So there's no need of really updating again and again, and also you get the security right from the start, so you can just install it and forget about that. So there you go, that's all that I wanted to show you here. I know I've gone a little fast. If anyone has not understood what I've said, then you may contact me and you may tell me what part of the podcast you didn't understand, and I will explain it to you. I'm also going to give you the commands at the description of the podcast that you need to enter. So that is it, my dear friends. This is the first of the podcast that I want to do. Stay tuned for my next podcast, which is a review of Microsoft Office 2013.